This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. So, you know, as I like to do each and every time, to see what the odds and chances are of how things change after you get a win, whether it's in baseball or whether it's in football or hockey or NBA. Tankathon used to be my favorite website of all time.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tankathon. So
occupied many hours of the show.
Playoffstatus.com now reflects the fact that the Browns have, of their best possibility, they have a, let me see this again. I thought I read it as a 2% chance. Now, yes, that's correct. A 2% chance for the number 7 wild card position. What did you say out of 160? Some teams that have started off the season the way we have, only two have ever made the playoffs?
It was two of 186.
Oh, 186. So you're saying it's worse.
And then I think that was, there were three. The last information I found on it was 2 years ago, for two seasons ago. And there were three teams that had a chance in the 2022 season going into the last week. Steelers were one of them. And I don't think any of them did it. So I think it's just two of 189 teams that started 2-6 have made the playoffs.
It's super interesting to look at all these teams that are on the other side of 90% chance of not making the playoffs. Over 90% chance. Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Jets, Patriots, Raiders, Titans. That to me is, it's pretty incredible if you think about it, because you only, that means that seriously, if you look at it right now, there's an 80% chance the Bengals don't make the playoffs. So the only team that's kind of really, you know, we're going into week 9, that the Colts are at 43%, and they're just on the outside looking in with the Chargers, who are ahead and would be in with a 32% chance of making the playoffs. I find it fascinating that if any of these teams are going to make the playoffs, even at 3-5, you're talking about only an 80% chance of making it in the way Cincinnati is. So my question for you then, Mr. Phelps, is...
Yes, sir.
The fact that they won the way they won the other day, does that change what the front office should do as we approach November 5th and the big day in this country? And we all know that better as the NFL trade deadline.
I'm hard-pressed to think that one win to make you 2-6 has any impact on what they should do at the trade deadline. Do you?
It hasn't changed. This is really bad, because this is just total Clevelander in me. I feel a lot better about their opportunities to win games now than I did before. I wish, like, if Pittsburgh would have lost last night, I'd feel better. If they were 5-3, and that you crunch up the AFC North a little bit more, that would have made me feel better, knowing that the Browns were the only team that picked up a game in the entire division. Like, I still wonder about, you know, what the is their route. Better off with a wild card or trying to win the division, their odds of winning the division are less than 1%. So they have a better shot at the wild card right now than they do. But I think that all changes too, knowing that you still have the entire AFC North and the Steelers twice down the road. I am less inclined to start making deals. And I thought...
What? Because you're thinking playoffs?
I want to get to the bye week, and I kind of want to assess where we're at. I mean, I'm looking at a screen that tells me, you're an idiot. Why would you even think about not trading everybody who's on a one-year deal right now to bring in draft picks to try to be better down the road? But for some reason, I got this renewed energy on Sunday based on the way that they played. They beat the Ravens, a team that, you know, that we all think are going to the playoffs and have a good shot to still win the AFC North at 5-3. Just a game behind the Steelers, and we know that all these other teams in the AFC North have to play each other. I don't know. I have weird delusions that maybe they can go on a winning streak here up until Kansas City. That would also mean beating the Steelers in that realm there too. So I want to believe. I don't know. Is that
well?
Is that
of course
wrong?
You want to believe, but I think we need to be realistic about it. And I'm not crazy about the idea of trading guys. Okay, I honestly think this team had a terrible stretch. The offense was just god-awful, and the offense looks better. I think the last game was a little more indicative of actually the talent on this team. And the unfortunate part of that is, Andy, you're 2-6. You know, if I'm not asking for anybody to get injured, if there had been a change at quarterback earlier and you won a couple of games, then you don't move anybody. But let me throw this at you. DeJuan Jones played left tackle. Right?
Right. He looked good. I thought he looked good.
I personally think he's the long-term guy there. We'll see if that can be the case. You going to trade Jed Wills? Is that an extra guy?
Before you say, are you going to trade him?
I know.
The bigger question is, who wants him?
Well, Andy, he's an offensive lineman, and he's not bad. In fact, I think Jed could have a fine career. But you thinking about trading him? Remember, he played right tackle in college. Maybe, would you trade Jack Conklin and put Jed Wills at right tackle? I don't know. Elijah Moore, Quentin Jefferson, Jameis Winston.
That's the one I think that we should talk about. If Winston looks good again this week, now where's his draft stock?
Nick Chubb?
Where is he? Please don't get rid of
these guys. Are all right now. They're all up at the end of this year, and if you're up at the end of this year, like Deontay Foreman, if somebody wanted Deontay Foreman,
sure,
for a sixth, for a fifth, and you're not going to get a fifth. I hate trading away good football players for sixth and seventh round draft choices, or we'll give you this guy and a seventh, and you give us a sixth. I mean, come on. All that does is hurt your football team, unless your football team stinks. Okay, so you moved up 30 spots in a draft and you gave up a good football player. To me, that doesn't do any good. But those are the types of trades that we see all the time in the NFL. I don't want to see those kind of trades. If you really think somebody could get you a third, maybe a fourth round pick, and you don't think they're coming back, and you don't have plans for them to come back, I'd be open to it. I just like the idea of this. I like this idea more. Okay, this season didn't work. It went south in a hurry. Chances of us making the playoffs are slim. But let's keep these guys together. If we think they have a chance to be on the team next year, even if they're a free agent at the end of this year, I don't want to trade them.
Yeah, I don't want to trade them either. I kind of feel like I feel this wheel of regret is what I feel. Like
over six losses.
Well, let's
can't
just
do anything about that.
Let's just say they would have switched earlier in the Bengals game and would have had a plan of attack with, instead of going with DTR as the backup, if they would have changed their mind before that and gone with Jameis,
maybe you win that game.
Yeah, and then now you're 3-5, and that kind of, I mean, at least you're alive.
Maybe
3-5.
But Andy,
that's an 8% chance.
But that's an assumption. You know,
there were too many games that were too close this year that make me want to go back and say, why did they? Why are we? We are absolutely just stuck in quicksand on the Deshaun Watson deal. Like, it just can't get anywhere, and it's just like running on a treadmill. Okay. Let's see what he's got. I still can't get that piece of cheese. Right. Can't get it. And then he gets hurt again after not being able to play. The contract is just, it is this gigantic dark cloud over the franchise.
Yeah.
It is a gigantic dark cloud over the franchise.
Stunning development right there.
No, but the part of it is the reality that you might be giving away good football players that could help you down the road that may want to re-sign at the end of the year.
And if you give them away, the chances of them re-signing diminish. Now, they don't go away, but, they diminish.
I bet if you walked in that locker room, for whatever it's worth, and you said, hey, we can go in one of two directions, they would all be like, okay, this is one game at a time. You're the ones that keep saying that, right? Isn't every game its own individual season?
That's what they keep saying.
So if you believe that, then you believe that there's a little bit of hope for this team. I don't know. Do you think that, we've talked about this for a while now about a fire sale for this team. Is that where they should be going? Is that the right direction? Or do you have renewed hope in the Browns right now? 216-474-0092. The counselor's on the line. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Jack.
Good morning, guys. I know I'm just an attorney, but I kind of know stuff. And
I've never heard it said better.
Wait, what kind of attorney again?
A good attorney.
Nice.
Okay.
One number, you never know.
I've ever met an attorney that didn't think they were good.
Yeah.
So,
hi, I'm an attorney. I'm really not very good.
You should call somebody else. I graduated last in my class, and I lost every mock trial I ever had. That'd be a good way to go.
I actually answer phone calls, so I guess that's an aberration. But
nice.
Speaking of aberrations,
so do we.
I'm hoping that Sunday was not an aberration. And here's what I think. I think that, and the dark cloud thing is absolutely correct, Andy. Once we signed Deshaun Watson, we were not America's team anymore. And I think that's been pervasive throughout the club. They haven't been playing well. Maybe it's because a lot of the players didn't really care for Deshaun being here. But be that as it may, and what's inexplicable is the Bengals game, why we started DTR. And I don't know how to even explain that, because we should have won that game. But be that as it may, do we have a chance to make the playoffs? Not really. But if we can go on a run, and I'm not saying we can, but if we do and we can get to 6-6, then we have something to talk about. Do we decimate the team at this point? No. I think we should, although the bye may be coming at a bad time for us, because if we're turning this season around, the bye is coming with a bad time, especially with the trade deadline coming. But
Jack, if you get to 5-7, it's not turn out the lights time. You know,
we can basically lose one more game. I mean, let's face it, we can lose one more game, possibly two. However, we have to play Baltimore the last game of the season in Baltimore. We have to play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. We have to play Kansas City, Miami. There's a lot of teams that we usually don't play well against, but let's just see what happens Sunday. Let's just see if the Browns really are so relieved and happy that Deshaun Watson is not playing for us, because he's done. I don't want next year coming in. Well, let's see what Deshaun has. We know what Deshaun has. He
has $74 million a year over the next 2 years. Unfortunately, I don't know how the front office doesn't look at it and say, okay, well, we got to pay this guy. Let's see what he's got. I'm aggravating a lot of people by saying that, because our eyes tell us one thing. I just can't. You want to talk about not being able to get around the dark cloud? I can't see a team paying a guy all that money and not giving him the opportunity to play. Even the problem was that he drove the truck off the road.
How many times are we going to give him the quote unquote opportunity? He's done. He's never going here. They should never play him again.
Jack, thank you. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you think it's reality? Answer that when we come back. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. He's Jeff, I'm Andy. So the question I asked you before we went to break, too, and again, because the Browns won on Sunday, do you think this affects them as they go into the trade deadline on November 5th? Does that give you renewed hope or optimism, even though when you look at the numbers? And I'm not a big analytics guy, so I'm okay with it. But I'm not ready to tear everything apart right now. But if the Browns do have the opportunity to bring back a high round draft pick for any one of the players on the team, I think you have to think about it.
What's high round?
I don't know. If somebody came in and gave you a stupid offer for Miles, like 2 first-round picks or 3 first-round picks, I don't know how you.
I saw a trade offer for Miles.
What was it?
It made me pause.
Ooh, okay. Do share.
The last thing I want to do is trade Myles Garrett.
It's very hard to find talent like Myles Garrett, so why would you let him go at any rate for unproven talent that hasn't arrived yet?
It did make me go, huh. And it was with the Atlanta Falcons. And it was a number one, a number two. There were some other draft picks thrown in. And Michael Penix Jr., quarterback. And I thought, well, that made me pause. I don't know that I would do it, but it made me think.
I think
there's your quarterback of the future right there. Made me think.
If you took names off the back of the jerseys, it'd be really easy to, like, although I don't know if that makes sense, but you know what I'm saying? If you can disassociate yourself from and make it strictly business move. And
would that one make you think?
Yes, it would make me think.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely, it would make me think.
It made me think.
I might ask for more.
Since it was hypothetical, I didn't think it through,
mm-hmm.
but it did. It obviously stuck in my head.
All right, so there's that part of the story. So now, as your mind changed towards the draft deadline, or the draft deadline, the trade deadline on the 5th, because of the way they played. Yeah, that's one. Now, the next question, too, became the future of Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do with that. And we talked about it. The reality of this is that contract makes me think he's going to get another shot if he can get healthy. I know everyone wants to sit here and say, well, he should never play for the Browns again. I know you want to say that.
That is unrealistic. And I just said it too, except for this. The contract is there. It's not going away. We don't know what the contractual situation will be with Jameis next year. He's a free agent. If he plays well this year, do you think he wants to come back to a place where he's not going to be the starter?
No.
Exactly.
No, the difference is the age difference between him and Joe Flacco. Like if Joe Flacco, if they had switched age, man, it would have been hard to walk away from Joe Flacco.
Sure. But if you're Jameis and you play well the rest of this year, you want to go be the guy. You want to go get a contract. Browns probably aren't going to give another quarterback a big contract. That's why this screams, will DTR play at some point this year? By choice, you know, by coaching decision, and see what you have. The contract makes it possible that Deshaun is the starting quarterback here next year. And Andy, we were all hoping, because of the fact, you know, the team gave up so much for him and committed so much to him, that he would do what he did in Houston at some point. We haven't seen it except in very small glimpses. And we've seen two guys who other teams gave up on, multiple teams gave up on, come in here and run the offense really well, at least in a very short sample size with Jameis. We'll see what the future holds.
All right, let's take a couple phone calls. Alexandra in Seven Hills.
Hello. Hey, Alexander.
How are you?
Hi. I've been better considering this whole Brown situation, but, you know, it is what it is. Honestly, at this point, this team has made its bed, and we have crapped in it. We have done all kinds of defamating things to this bed, and we are now being forced to lie in it. And it's really frustrating because we see red flags time and time again, and we continue to ignore them. It's like, at what point do you take the car keys away from the 3-year-old and say, hey, maybe don't let this child drive the car anymore? It's more than just a quarterback issue. It is an entire organization issue.
All right, so how are you fixing this then?
And who are you taking the keys away from?
Yeah.
You got a clean house with the whole front office, with the teams, and you need some kind of fresh start from the higher up.
Alexander, how was last season? I know it was last season, but didn't you think the team was sitting on the cusp of maybe an extended run of good play?
And how many times can you sit on the cusp of a good thing before you realize you're never going to get the carrot at the end of the stick?
So that's,
I'm tired of being.
That's
I'm
a valid. That's a valid
along.
Point, but I would say if the offense had been better in the first several games, that we'd be thinking that this team has a great chance to make the playoffs. It wasn't. We all know what the issue might have been. At least we think we know what the issue was. I don't think this thing calls for a blow up.
What if it was Paul DePodesta who's not coming back? What if it was one person that changed this whole thing?
You don't know that he's not coming back.
They didn't renew his deal.
Doesn't mean he's not coming back. He's still under contract, right?
The reports that came out of the Greenbrier made it sound like he's not coming back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe. But it's the NFL.
They haven't renewed Jameis's deal either. He's up at the end of the year. I get your point, but...
Again, it's not, you know, that contract is what that contract is. We're not walking away from it right now. You can't. It would destroy the rest of the team.
Well, then you would certainly think that he has nothing to do with what's going on with the team right now.
Yeah, someone's going to end up taking the blame for this. We all know that, right? Unless they turn around, and thank you for the phone call. Unless they turn things around and make the playoffs, someone is going to end up taking the blame for a season that went sideways.
If your thought is accurate.
That, and I'm not saying that it's Paul. I'm not
no,
saying.
No, I know. Yeah. But if your thought is accurate that he wasn't renewed, so he's not going to be back, then you can be sure they're not listening to him right now. And if they are, shame on them.
I would buy into that. Ralph is in Strongsville. Hi, Ralph.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Ralph.
To you.
I've got one little thing to say about Sunday's game. It was, I'm a season ticket holder and a dog pound. I've been there for 40 years. Sunday's game was just unbelievable. And I truly believe that Mr. Donovan had a whole lot to do with that game. Now, the opposite of that is are the NFL gods and the owners, are they finally saying, great, the Browns started all this baloney with this guaranteed contract, and now they're stuck. So I just kind of wonder if the NFL gods had something to do with this whole contract situation, him and Mr. Watson getting sick again, I mean hurt again, and it just makes you think about stuff like that. But
all right,
God
Ralph.
Bless Mr. Donovan and his family.
Thank you. All right, Ralph, thank you.
Ralph.
I mean, look, are there owners that are probably not shedding any tears?
Tear?
Yes.
You bet there
but
are.
But I don't know that the gods have anything to do with these contracts, do they? Do they?
I would be surprised.
Because if that was the case, we'd all be in every house of worship every day waiting for that money to roll down on us. All right, let me take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Hello, Cliff.
Clifford?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just had a simple question. I know we're stuck with this contract, right? And it's guaranteed. So my question is, what is the NFL, is there a rule for the NFL? Let's say the Browns go to Deshaun Watson's people and say, hey, this is clearly not working out. Can your guy retire? We'll give you the money. We don't care. We're gonna give you the money. Does that get us out of the salary cap hell for the next 2 years?
I don't believe it does. Does it, Dana?
So if he retires, the money comes off the books. The problem is, I don't know about any kind of backroom dealings. I cannot weigh in. I don't think the NFL has a whole lot of rules when it comes to backroom dealings. Maybe something there. The question is if you're Deshaun Watson, are you turning down a single penny compared to what you've given, no matter how ugly this all gets?
Knowing that you're probably never getting another contract that's worth a hoot unless you go somewhere and play really, really well.
And then you're also talking about retiring.
So, exactly.
That's a retirement settlement, right?
It's an
injury settlement.
I would think you could sit out for a year or something and come back.
Right. And if you're that guy and put yourself in his shoes, if they came up to you and said, all right, let's cut you a deal. Here's less than what we would give you in the fully guaranteed contract. You would tell them, no, go away.
Why would you take 70 if you're owed 92?
I'm due every single nickel.
True. I'm taking everything.
And in fact, he wants to play football.
And in fact, I'm not quite sure if I want to retire. So why don't we take that 74 and make it 90?
And it's an Achilles. That doesn't necessarily mean career-ending injury.
But I've talked things over with my family. We thought, well, maybe I can, and I might end my career because I have shoulder problems. Maybe I am done. Maybe I do want to retire. Are you willing to pay more than you were already going to pay? Because that could be an option too.
As we've seen, the perfect example is Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got cut. He had one more year on that contract with the Colts. What did Matt Ryan do? Sporadic media appearances, but never put his paperwork in for retirement.
Yep.
Good point. 216-474-0092. That's how you get in. You know who's coming up next. Mary Kay Cabot, cleveland.com, right here. Baskin and Phelps.